My name is Doretha Richmond. I was born in 1952. Mm-hmm. I know when I was sitting there, you know, in the movie, and then as I listened to everybody's comment, my father, well, let me kind of back up and I'll go quickly. We grew up, when I was young, my father worked on a farm, so we lived on the farm and he worked the farm. Our neighbors, because, you know, the people whose farm he worked on was white, everybody around us was white. I never knew what prejudice was until I went to school. I never knew that there was, that, you know, white kids thought that they were better than we were. So for me, when we integrated Shelby County, we was the first, you know, blacks to go to Shelby County. It was such a, I don't know if you could say it, I was led a sheltered life because I never knew anything because we didn't have cars to get out to go see. We were, go to school, we'd come home, be on the farm, and we, you know, played, we, you know, with a little neighbors, and they came over, and I ain't saying they came in our house and ate, but we would go over to their house, we were all in the yard. So for me, it was really hard for me because I was older when I went to school and realized what prejudice was. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows me, I'm a little rebel, okay? I never, I had such a wall because it was so hurtful when we went to Shelby County, the names and all the stuff, and but I was older. So it hurt me deeper because I was older in school and didn't understand why that people felt like that they were better, you know, than we were. So for me, I had a lot of deep hurt because I was older and realized, you know, okay. But I was bound and determined that I was going to prove them wrong in addition to some other things. I was one fight short of being put out of school. I couldn't back down, okay? But then my mama said, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to kill you. You know, I ran, you know, I mean, I was in the principal's office all the time. I'd get stopped on the steps, you know, but I wasn't backing down. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't in my character. So, make a long story short, after a lot of threats and things from my mom, one coach at our school, just, you know, I could run, you know, a lot of energy, we could run. So we first blacks to be on the track team, you know. Well, then I started thinking, you know, about being doing more. Well, they were having a play, you know, and, you know, back then, well, black people didn't play the instruments, you know, they just, you know, they didn't do stuff like that, or they wasn't in plays, you know, that was just for the white people. Mm-hmm. No. No. So I applied read for a part in the play, but I got in the play. I wasn't the lead, but I got in the play. And guess what I did when I got in the play? It was the play called Oklahoma. So I remember, you know, all the parts, and I thought, shoot, this part is dull. Honey, I made up my own part. Story. Not made up. I mean, I was running, but honey, I did some extra. My part was extra. I was on stage a little longer than what, you know, they were. But that was me. Yeah, I mean, you know, but they put it in. But I had teachers, but I was getting very, my heart was not very receptive of white people when I realized that they thought that they were better. My heart was really, you know, I don't like them, you know, but before I did, but when I go home, I'd like the ones I played with, but I didn't like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, for me, it was real hard, you know. But then my dad, you know, him working on the farm, I always felt like that was kind of belittling, I guess. Mm-hmm. I never felt proud of him working on the farm for the white man. I never, you know, but now that I'm older, he was a provider, you know. So when I saw that play, You know, I mean, that was what they had to do. Mm-hmm. There was no other choices. That's there was right. nothing mm-hmm. else. But I didn't like it. I remember, mm-hmm. you know, even when he was, you know, when I got older and, you know, Mr. Reed, I'll never forget. And, you know, he would call him in the morning to, my dad, he finally got out on a factory at Road Foreman, but he'd work at night and he'd get up in the morning and he'd still continue. I hated that. Mm-hmm. Hated that. Because I just felt like he was being used, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just felt like that was a degrading, you know. And looking at this movie, I just kind of flashed back and it made me realize, you know, now that I'm older, mm-hmm. he did what he had to do yeah. to survive.
Right.
But I always remember hating that. Yeah. You know, that, you know, it reminded me of slavery, but even though he's getting paid, mm-hmm. but it's what it reminded me of. And that just, when I saw that movie, it just kind of brought back all of mm-hmm. those feelings and, you know, everything, you know. It's kind of weird.
Man, come back to a couple things you said. Go ahead.
Okay. My name's Dolores Littlejohn. I also was born in 48, Marie. My auntie, Rosa Mayfield, which everybody knows her, she worked, we call it day work.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She also raised some little white children. Mm-hmm. And they were wonderful to her. Mm-hmm. Nothing like the movie. I imagine it's, you know, two sides there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing yeah. like the movie. And we would go down there and play with the little white kids. Mm-hmm. And they would, that family remembered my auntie until the day she died. Mm-hmm. They were even at her funeral. I mean, 40, 50 years later on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, we played with them, but we couldn't mm-hmm. go to school. I went to Worthington Colored School. Mm-hmm. And, but like I said, it's two sides to everything. The movie wasn't like the life I had lived.
Right, right.
That's
and
the
it,
main part.
Yeah, and it can, they can encompass everybody's experience in 2 hours or 2.5 hours, definitely. But that, no, when you said them coming, the white families coming to the funerals, like I've noticed that as some of my family members have passed on, and there will be white people, and I'd be like, where, why are they here, and where do they come from? Like these are people that they worked for. I really have thought about that. Like these are people that they work for.
When I was coming up, also, Mama never mentioned color. That was never brought up in our home. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's a good point too. That I want to touch on is something that Doritha brought up. How many of you were like among the first in your family to go to an integrated school? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My and kindergarten class was the very first to be integrated in Iowa.
Mm. In Iowa?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the year 1953. Was the year that the Board of Education came from. And so
and
our class was the first to have the integrated.
Wow. And how did, for those of you who had parents who were doing day work, how did that feel at school? Did you go to school? Were any of your classmates like the children that your parents were watching during the day? Were any of your classmates, for those of you who were among the first to go to an integrated school, were any of your classmates some of the children or some of the families that your moms worked for? How did that feel?
Well, you know, it surprised, you know, like I said, all I can say is for me, but the families that were around us, I mean, they would speak. I mean, you know, we didn't mm-hmm. hang out, mm-hmm. but they, you know, mm-hmm. if it was ever a point that, you know, to speak or whatever, I always remember thinking that they would be different, but they would speak, okay? Huh. So that they would just drop their head. I remember they would speak. So I couldn't all the time put them in the same category as the other ones who thought that they were, you know, much better or much smarter or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Your mother went to school with the children that my sister worked for Nancy, worked for the Tysons and the Arnetts. And Mary Ann and Marilyn and all, they went to school with the Arnett and Tyson children.
I can't ask you how Mom felt about it. So how do you feel about that?
I didn't see anything wrong. I liked it, but I remember when Mary Ann got hurt on the playground one day. They were having the spring festival. It was Jackie Taylor, and she was. This was her first year over there. And some boys on the these white boys on the bicycle knocked her down.
Me and Lenore crossed the track, but we shouldn't have it. Lenore got across and I didn't.
But I had the dental insurance. I'm thankful for that. And Miss Arnett, the wife of this dentist that Nancy was working for, she took care of her. She went over and helped her and everything and recommended her, told me what to do and everything.
And I've got gold in my mouth today.
I never knew that. So did when your kids came home, for those of you who were the day workers, when kids came home and had experiences like that, or if they had problems, what kind of things did you say to them? If you were a day worker and your children like were going to school with white children for the first time, then what kinds of things would you say to them if they faced problems? Or what things do you remember your parents saying to you? Anybody?
I sent you to school to learn. You don't pay attention to that.
Go through more than he did.
Yeah.
I guess.
You don't pay attention to that.
Nora Wren again, 1949. They already got theirs. You going to get yours. Mm-hmm. Talking about the teachers. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, one of our y'all met Miss Clinella Jones. We come from Forest School, and it's when the seventh grade was finally going to Easter. Mm-hmm. And she had me, I remember that she was scared to death. She said, they not going to want to fool with you. Mm-hmm. They going to put you all in the back and yada, yada, yada. We went to class. They said, I went up in the back, but my last name was Trow. We had teeth alphabet.
So sometimes not as bad as you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Not half as bad.
I think so.